Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches. Now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trucciani. Good morning, Coach Trucciani.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough Saturday for your team. Fell behind early and a 31-17 loss to Maine as you've gone back and looked at that one. Give me your impressions on what happened in the game.
Yeah, that was a real tough start to a football game. 10 minutes into the game, we're down 28 points, and we ran six plays offensively. You know, and I mean, how does that happen? I mean, you know, they had an explosive play in their first drive, third and nine, and the ball sails over what we believe was the intended receiver and into the hands and right down the sideline for 60, and then we fumble the next kickoff return. You know, have a three and out after a procedure penalty or false start penalty, you know, and it was tough sledding early on for us in that football game, but our guys played hard. I mean, down 28-0, real proud of our effort and our fight, and I hate it for our seniors, you know, to lose that game in Rhodes Stadium, but proud of their effort.
How tough is that to overcome, especially on, as you said, a couple of plays, whether it's the fumble on a special teams play or a pass that ends up in an unintended receiver's hands? How tough is a coaching staff to rally your guys and try to overcome that kind of deficit so early in a game?
It's real hard. It is, and you know, I mean, we've had some tough times. You know, we've had to be a resilient football team this year, so it wasn't our first time having to overcome some adversity, and keep coaching the guys to play the next snap, and we did, and they responded, a lot of credit goes to Maine too. I mean, they played, they got off to a fast start and had a real physical play on special teams to get that ball loose and give them a short field, and came back with an explosive punt return with another short field, so they played a good football game as well.
How tough, Maine certainly has put up some big numbers and a lot of big plays against a lot of people. Ernest Edwards specifically had the big catch there, the long catch, and also the touchdown pass. How challenging as a defensive guy are they to stop with some of the weapons they have?
No, they're tough. You know, they've got a quarterback that's really efficient and he can run, and they've got weapons down the field. Certainly with Edwards, he can run past and away from anybody in our league, so he can get behind you in a hurry, and he's very versatile. They can do a lot of things with him. And, they've been getting the run game going here. You know, the last couple weeks had some more success, you know, with the run game. So they're a good football team. They're red hot right now.
As you said, your team was able to battle back in one of the plays in the fourth quarter. That 36-yard fake punt by Marcus Willoughby, don't often see a big defensive end lumbering down the field on a play. That's something that you've had in a while, and talk about his athletic ability to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, that was a great play by Marcus, and it provided some spark for us. Marcus is very athletic, and it's something we've practiced for 10 weeks, and waiting for the right time to get him in there, and guys did a great job executing it. Marcus was very athletic, broke a tackle, got down the sideline. It was a big play for us.
Offensively, we've talked in the past few weeks with some of the struggles in the run game, and that was the same on Saturday. Have you been able to kind of put your finger on some of the struggles in that part of your attack?
Yeah, we're real inconsistent football team is what we've been the last couple of weeks here, and just trying to get the run game going. It's hard to win in this league, especially later in the season, if you're not, if you are one dimensional. You can't just go out there and throw the ball around. You've got to be able to run the football, and we've been having some trouble, and we've gone up against two good defensive fronts here the last 2 weeks. I mean, Maine's got a veteran front, and they're good, and they're tough to move, and they're stopping the run is what they do, and they're climbing right back up the conference statistically in stopping the run. And so we've got to continue to do a better job. We're developing up there. We've gone through some growing pains up front with the loss of three four-year starters on the offensive line. So I think our guys are continuing to improve up there. We just, you know, weren't able to be productive on the ground here this past week.
One other on the offensive side of the ball was the performance of one of your freshmen, Chandler Braboy, 3 catches and 60 yards, I think just the second game of his collegiate career. What do you like about his potential down the road for you?
Yeah, Chandler's he's a great competitor. He's a talented athlete. He's got good ball skills. He's strong. So, you know, we're, you know, taking advantage of the 4-game, you know, red shirt rule, and he's been taking advantage of those opportunities. You know, Davis, you know, obviously found some comfort in putting the ball up to him on Saturday and his ability to go up and get it.
Defensively, your team, as you touched on, after you fall in that 28-0 hole in 10 minutes, you hold them to a field goal the rest of the way. What were you able to do well and maybe adjust as the rest of the game went on?
Yeah, I think our guys settled down a little bit defensively. You know, when you get those short fields early in the game, you know, after the fumbled kickoff, you know, Maine's got the ball on the 21-yard line, and then an explosive punt return, and they've got the ball on the 20-yard line. You know, it's tough to really dig your heels in early in the game there. But I thought our guys settled down, and you know, we did a good job with some pressures, and handled the quarterback run game. They did a good job, you know, reading our arcing on our four eyes and creating an alley with some of the quarterback run stuff. But, you know, did a good job adjusting and getting settled down and played much better defense, played much better football really the last three quarters.
An off week for your team this week, is it sort of difficult to be off so late in the year?
Yeah, it's an awkward bye week for us, you know, and tough to go into after the last 2 weeks for us. But our guys, you know, morale is good. I mean, our guys have been practicing hard, and you know, we've been an inconsistent football team. It's been frustrating for us. But, you know, the attitude around here is good. Guys are practicing. They still want to get better, still want to win football games. And, you know, you go into this Towson game 2 weeks from now here, and, you know, that's kind of the final exam for us, you know. 11 weeks in, and we got to put it all together and play our best football of the year.
What will you use the off week for with the one game left?
Well, we're giving the guys some time here early in the week. We'll practice a little bit later in the week and using a couple days here on the front end to get out and do a little bit of recruiting in the eval period is what we're doing this week.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks.